The most part of dating is that girls only like you if you don't like them. There is some unfortunate truth to that because we've been told lies, and I think so many guys, you know this now, when we were children and young teenagers, we were told like the one big lie, which is that as long as you're nice to girls, they'll like you. Take an interest in her, act like a friend, you know, become friends first. You were told all these little things, and then you find out that she got cracked by a guy who didn't even know her second name. We were lied to. If the conventional advice, which is just a lie, if it does work to get you any amount of attraction from a girl, the problem is it leads to, you know, the standard marriage you see these days where the wife isn't even having sex with the husband anymore. She's not genuinely actually into him. Maybe he gets like a hand job for his birthday if he's done the chores. Bro, I can't think of a reality worse than that. I'd rather just be fully fucking single, go buy my fucking sex bot, than be in like a marriage where like your wife doesn't actually even want you. The lie that we were told about women, like, just be nice, bro, it leads you down that path. And that's probably one of the worst lifestyles you could possibly build. So in today's video, I want to break down what the science actually says about female desire, because it's very interesting. Usually anything regarding science and research, it would be like BS, politically correct, woke, whatever. But some new studies have come out in the last few years that have actually been really red-pilled and have proved me so right. Like, if you've watched me for a few years, you'd be shocked at some of the newest studies, because I was right all along. So there was a very interesting study that wanted to find out women's preferences in men based on their cycle. So women have like a 28-day cycle, right? It's the menstruation cycle, they have their period, and they have a very special part of this cycle when they are ovulating, basically when they can get pregnant. It turns out that the men that women prefer changes based on where they are in this cycle. When they are not ovulating, so when they cannot get pregnant, women consistently prefer men with more feminine features, softer features, more kindness, more empathy, basically more of a good boy, a nice guy. But when women are ovulating, when they can get pregnant, they prefer more masculine, dominant men who show more signs of aggression, of challenge, and less empathy. Now that's like a nice scientific way of basically saying, when girls can get pregnant and they're at their most horny, that's when they don't want the nice, sweet guy. That's when they want like the alpha male Chad. And the reason why they want him on a primal level, they want his sperm. And this study proves me right, because for the last few years, I've been saying so publicly that women always want two kinds of guys. They want the hot, fun, alpha male, masculine guy to just get pounded by, but he's not gonna stay around to be friends or to build a relationship because, you know, he's single and he can smash all the girls. So then when she's not feeling as horny, she wants like the string of beta males that she can just text and get some validation from, you know, the guys who act like her friend. And this is so brutal because girls will only try and convince you to be like the beta male nice guy, but secretly at 1 a.m. they're going to meet like the fucking masculine guy because they subconsciously believe he's got good sperm that they want inside of them. And this has led to researchers finding a very interesting phenomenon all about birth control. Girls who are taking the pill when they are in a relationship with a guy have often chose a guy who's quite feminine and soft. Why? Because they can't get pregnant. Girls stop taking the pill because now it's quite public that it's actually really unhealthy for them. And now they are not into their partners. So many girls stop taking the pill and then end up breaking up with their boyfriend and finding that they're just not attracted to him. So we've covered like the science of female desire, right? So women want two kinds of guys. They want the alpha male Chad just for sex, and they want the beta male nice guy for some like friendship and basically for his money. We don't really want to be this guy. We want to be this guy. Here's some like practical advice for you. Tip number one, flirt. Don't conversate. The mistake that most guys make who are the sort of nice guys and, you know, they're optimizing for friendship is that they start to conversate with a girl. You've been told that, you know, you need to find out about her hobbies and take an interest in her. You don't. Bro, I'm telling you right now, every girl who's above the age of like 16, 17 has been fucked by a guy who didn't even know anything about her. He doesn't know if she's got siblings. He doesn't even know her second name. And I'm telling you, this is the truth. The guys who are more masculine, instead of conversating with the girl and asking her like, so, you know, how many hobbies you have and what's your favorite color, blah, blah, you know, like instead of asking all these normal questions, they just flirt. Flirting is basically where you're almost like indirectly talking about fucking. So you're not going to go full Indian man mode. I want to have sex with your boobs. You know, you don't go like full like that, but you kind of with plausible deniability, you know, you like basically you'll keep giving her compliments. You'll look at her body and be like, you are so sexy. Come here. Hold my hand. Boom. Like this, you know, like you basically are still talking to her, but it's not about an exchange of information. The goal is not to get to know her, but rather to just turn her on. So I'm gonna give you a little tip right now, bro. You have to just risk it. You have to risk. Some girls are gonna see you as like a bit of a creep. Some girls are gonna be a bit like uncomfortable by you. And I'm not saying to make someone uncomfortable, but for your journey into becoming a man and, you know, like sort of harnessing your sexual energy again, there is gonna be some times where you'll try and escalate with a girl and she'll look visibly uncomfortable. There's gonna be some times, right? You're not a terrible person for this, especially if you see that and you're like, are you uncomfortable? Okay, we can just stop here. You know, if you just still act like a decent human being. But the thing is, you have to almost like risk it and try to be sexual with a girl. And you go more for physical, you go more for the kiss. You can talk a lot less on a date with a girl than you realize. I'm telling you, the guys who fuck, if we could like transcribe how many words an alpha male, like a masculine guy who fucks, or a beta male, a guy who doesn't fuck, has said on a date, I guarantee the beta male will say like 2,000 words and the alpha male will say like 400. So I'll give you a tip. When it comes to talking with girls and you don't just want to conversate and be friends and you want to be seen as like the sexual option, do what I call doing ad libs. You know how in a rap song there's like the main rapper and his friend will come in and go like, yeah, yeah, 21. You know, like they'll just say something random like that. Do that, but with the girl. So let the girl yap about, yeah, yeah, no, so I, yeah, and then my boyfriend, and you know, so I had a situation, you know, just let her yap and be like, oh yeah, really? Wait, what happened then? Like, you just let her yap and you just go with a little like, oh yeah. That's crazy, seriously. Wait, so what about that? Okay, oh wow. I didn't realize this, that's crazy. You're very interesting. Once she said a sentence, you basically say, yeah, and. So she says like, oh, well, you know, and I just hate it because, you know, dating's so hard and, you know, no one wants to be serious. And you go like, yeah, and everyone's just trying to use me for my body, am I right? You know, you say something stupid like that. She's laughing, no, you're not, blah, blah, blah. And then you say like, so when was the last time you were dating a guy? You know, you say something like that. And then she, well, I was dating a guy and then his two friends came over and then they all had a threesome. And then my boyfriend, and you know, so I was happy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Thanks for telling me this.
Yeah.
Oh, you go, girl.
Along with this, I swear, this sounds cringe, but I swear to God, it's gonna help you to get like laid way more. Use your deep, sexy voice. When you're on a date with a girl, don't talk like I'm talking. You know, I'm like talking to the boys right now. I'm not trying to make my voice purposefully deep. It is like 1 or 2 a.m. So my voice is, you know, it's like I've got the morning voice. But I'm not like trying to be sexy to you right now, right? But when you're on a date with a girl, change the way that you talk. Trust me when I say, people online will say that this is cringe or whatever, but trust me, the percentage chance that you end up fucking her will probably double if you just do this tip. In fact, one day I went to the sauna with one of my friends in the gym and there was like a hot girl in the corner, right? So I was speaking to him, we sit down and I speak to her, I get a number, whatever. And me and my friend, we left the sauna afterwards and he started laughing and he was like, you've got a voice that you use with girls. And I laughed because I knew what he was on about. And he said like he was imitating me and he was like, yeah, yo, bro, that leg day was, excuse me. Like you want to put in a bit of effort to be sexier with girls. One of the biggest lies that are told to guys is that you should just be like completely AFK automatic with your behavior with girls, which is good if you're already like a fucking Chad, masculine, sexy guy. That's really good. But if you're becoming that guy, you need to do things that feel a little bit unnatural and even forced up until they get integrated and become who you are. So when I see a girl, I don't purposefully think like, use the deep voice or anything. You know, I'm Batman. I'm Gotham's record. I don't like purposefully try and make my voice deep now. Now I actually just do it automatically. It's just the voice that I use around, especially new girls as well. After a while, when the girl likes you, you start to like, you know, just become more natural. She's over at your place all the time, whatever. So you become more natural. But still, when you're trying to make her like extra wet, turn on the deep, sexy voice. Look, I'll talk to you like this. If we were friends, we're sat in the same room. But if a girl came next to me, I'd switch from talking like this to you to like, excuse me, what is your name? Ah, Sarah, where are you from? I didn't know they had girls this pretty from Amsterdam. Yeah, what are you doing later? Well, I was gonna get lunch with my friend, but then after that, I'm free. We should get to know each other. You see, like, it sounds a bit cringe. Oh, you're using your deep alpha male voice, but I just promise, don't tell anyone you're gonna do this because they'll make fun of you. But I promise, I wouldn't say this if it wasn't true, right? Like, because I want you to get good results. I promise it'll like double the chance that you end up fucking the girl, just changing your voice, making it deeper and also making it slower. And the final tip in terms of voice as well is do what a friend taught me years ago. He called it down talking, where he said, place a special emphasis on the last word of the sentence and particularly make take that one deeper. Because mostly, whenever you're talking to someone, the last word you'll often make higher, see how I said it there, higher, which is almost seeking approval. Higher, see, it's going high at the end of every sentence. But when you make the last word of a sentence lower, suddenly the person who you're talking to locks in, and it's almost like you're 10 times more captivating and sexy. Now, the second tip, if you want to be like the masculine guy who girls actually desire, well, you want to look like the biggest fuckboy version of you possible. So, what does the fuckboy version of you look like? The number one thing I promise you is so true, as much muscle mass as possible. You know how you've seen those videos where the guys bring like a picture to a girl and they say like, which physique is the best? And they say like, oh, well, I don't want him to be too muscular. You know, I just want him to like look like number two or some shit. And he's like, not even that jacked or anything. I promise you, that's not completely true. Again, it goes to that, you know, the varying preferences of women based on their cycle. When women are not currently ovulating and when they're not currently very horny, they want a guy who just seems like, you know, maybe a bit soft. He's kind of in shape, whatever. But when girls are horny, I'm telling you, they want the guy with the fucking six pack. They want the guy with the fucking muscles, the thick neck, as much muscle as possible. I'm telling you, people used to think that after about 2 to 3 years in the gym, you'd hit diminishing returns and maybe you'll get too big or something. I promise you, when it comes to girls who just want to get pounded by you, you can get way more muscle than you realize. And you see how I'm sat here? I don't have a pump. I'm not trying to look massive or anything. Maybe I look good, maybe I don't. I mean, I'm kind of like sat down. I'm not trying to look particularly amazing right now, right? The pictures that you take in the gym, you often will look way bigger, right? I'll show you some of the pictures where I look like a fucking full-on like meathead bodybuilder. So what I'm saying is, I want you to get so big and muscular that your pictures in the gym, you literally look too big. And then in real life and in some more sexy pictures where you're not like fully, you know, like pumped up or whatever, you'll actually look the right amount. And if you're natural, if you're not gonna take steroids or testosterone or anything, I promise you're never gonna hit a point where you've gained too much muscle. You can build as much as possible. Next is your face, right? What should your face look like if you want to look like a fuckboy? There's something I want you to try if you've never tried already. It's this facial hairstyle. It's the mustache and the chin combo. I swear to God, this is like the official fuckboy look. The guys who have this look, girls find the most attractive. I promise, this kind of look where they basically, they've got some kind of facial hair, but it's not like a full beard. It's not like the standard even stubble or anything. It's this particular style. I swear to God, I see this time and time again of all the guys who have this, bro, they all are so attractive to girls. And of all the girls I've been with, a lot of girls have told me when I used to have this style, they found me like most sexually attractive. Right now, I'm just going for like a clean look just for my own sort of self because it's been a while since I've been lean. So I just want to see my own face and stuff. But this look, I promise, will get you more girls. If you can't grow the beard or something right now, you can consider taking the, you know, the minoxidil or whatever the fuck. I can't teach you about that. I've never taken it, but you could maybe consider that if you want. And if you can't grow it at all and you've got this scraggly, disgusting facial hair, just shave it all, then just go clean shaven. Another tip of looking like a fuckboy, tattoos. Now, don't just get tattoos just, you know, to like try and get girls or something. But if you have tattoos, you will look way more like the short-term mating option for girls. You would just 100% will. Imagine the version of you that has tattoos like up to the neckline there, like the jawline, and up down to the fingers. You'll automatically fuck more if you had that. Don't just do it just because, you know, I'm telling you in this video because it's a lifelong commitment or something. But just bear that in mind, like that direction is gonna make you fuck more. You wanna know the most important part of all this if you wanna actually use this practically. It's not what you look like, it's how you behave. I will die on this hill telling you that how you behave with girls is the single most important factor in actually fucking girls. Then your looks, your money, your status, anything. It's just your behavior with girls. And so, there's a big question I wanna ask you. How do you think the short-term mating guy, the alpha male, the masculine guy who fucks, how do you think he behaves with girls as opposed to the feminine, soft, nice guy? The beta male is happy with her just replying back to him. The alpha male is inviting her to come over as fast as possible. And that places you in the category where girls will think, okay, this guy wants to fuck me. That's something I want you to just risk from now on. When you want to smash a girl, invite her to something in person as fast as possible. Don't get into a long talking stage thinking that you've got to like warm up to it. How do I ask? You know, there's this girl, I got her number, or there's this girl from my school. No, no, no. Just as soon as possible, send her the text. Like, you know, maybe you send her a bit of an intro. Oh, hey, it's Hamza. You know, you got her number yesterday or something, whatever. And you just say something like, hey, I'm gonna go and do this tomorrow at 6 p.m. Come join me. I'm gonna go and, you know, eat dinner tomorrow. I'm gonna go and watch a movie tomorrow. I'm gonna go and go for a walk through the park, whatever. Come join me. That will instantly place you in more of the alpha male category in the woman's eyes. And the thing is, she might say no, but When she's hornier, she might go and text you then. I promise this is the single way for you to fuck more girls and also end up getting into a relationship with girls if that's what you want as well. It's the just shoot your shot. Don't just try and get her number. Don't just try and text her, but actually invite her to come and do something where you can physically escalate. That will instantly, like significantly increase your chances of actually meeting her, physically escalating and actually getting your dick sucked and smashing her. And then also, let's say you meet in person, let's say you actually like her, you want a relationship. Well, that's how the relationship is actually built. Instead of being one of the guys who's just texting her, you're actually the guy of significance that she goes to meet in person. The science of female desire shows us that women want two kinds of guys. Be the guy who actually gets something good from girls. Don't be the guy who just texts her and she's texting you after she gets smashed by someone. That's disgusting, bro. Never, ever be like the beta male who's got a long talking streak with her ever again. Nothing matters other than presenting yourself as the guy that she actually desires. If you just do that, she will meet you in person. You can have sex with her. You can actually bond with her. And then you can decide if you want something longer term. But if you have both, if you are the hot fuckboy, but you're sweet at the same time, bro, you will own her heart. She will be obsessed with you until you get comfortable. And if you want my help with this and you want to join a massive group chat of 2,500 guys, go see the link that's below this video. It's my paid community, Library of Adonis. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!